There's an ongoing trial Southwest Oncology Group is doing, and I'm part of it, looking at resectable disease, giving either FOLFIRINOX or gemcitabine nab-paclitaxel, but we don't have the results of that trial. But in my own experience with my own practice being the source of evidence, I do not think that there is really, in terms of efficacy, a major difference between the two.
And I know you had, there was a poster at the last ASCO meeting talking about this trial. I'm curious what it's like to go through the informed consent. Is it easy or difficult to get patients to go on the study?
Getting patients to go on the study was surprisingly very easy. In fact, the study accrued very well. Whether we take into account practitioners buying into the study and presenting it to the patients, and also in terms of the patients accepting the neoadjuvant approach, and certainly the patients having the option between the two and knowing that they will get a random assignment either regimen. So that trial did very well in terms of the accrual. Based on what we were hoping that we can do, it did better than our expectation.
What about the use of neoadjuvant therapy in patients who are resectable? First of all, are they allowed in this trial? And second of all, do you do that?
So patients who are resectable are really the focus of the trial. So this is the SWOG trial, which is looking at patients who have resectable disease. And in that trial, they get randomized to receive either FOLFIRINOX or gemcitabine nab-paclitaxel. There's no radiotherapy in that trial. And then they proceed with surgery, and following that, they get the same chemotherapy for additional 3 months.
That's the same study or different?
That's the SWOG trial, the resectable study.
So this study, then, is for people who are resectable?
Yes.
Okay.